You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi everyone, I am Martin Acuña and you're listening to Backstage Talk. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is Sebastián Treviño. He is a performer from Monterrey, Mexico. His Mexico City Theater credits include Wicked, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, Man of La Mancha, and Rent. And Sebastián is currently part of the On Your Feet musical second U.S. national tour. Sebastián, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Martin. I'm so happy to be here and just be able to talk about Latins and Broadway and theater.
Yes. I know that I just read your bio, but what else do we have to know about you? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
What else do I want to tell you about me? I am a chocolate lover, an addict to cookies and anything covered in chocolate. I am the youngest of three. And actually, my mom is Colombian, so I'm half Colombian.
Love it.
From Pereira. For those who know or have traveled to Colombia, and if not, you should go. It's beautiful.
It is.
And yes. What else? Yeah, I've been working professionally in theater and acting for 10 years now, and I've been in New York for four of them. So it's been a minute that I've been here, but my excuse to come into the country was as a student. And the first 2 years I was studying, and yeah, now it's like out in the open and out in the wild in New York City.
I love that. So let's dial it back a little bit. And I want to know, why musical theater? Why Broadway as this dream and like your origin story in Mexico?
I started acting when I was in sixth grade. So I was like 11 or 12. That was my first play at school. And it's all because of my dad. He would always take me and my family to, he loved the arts in general. So he was always looking for stuff to do. Like he would take us to like a ballet or to watch like a concert, a symphony, a musical theater piece, something. He always wanted to do something like that. And I remember at first being like, nah, why are you dragging us to this, blah, blah, blah. And then I started liking it. and was very interested in it. And I actually remember one specific moment where, it was like an eye-opening moment, where my dad took me to see A Chorus Line, the Tec de Monterrey production. Tec de Monterrey is a big university in Mexico. And that campus specifically does large-scale musical theater shows. Anyway, he took me to see that show, and I remember being just like blown away and not understanding that they were students, like, because I would just see them as grown-ass adults, and they were probably like 20 or something. And I was like, oh my God. And yeah, and when my dad explained, like, no, those are students, they're part of the university, like if you ever end up studying here, you could do that. And it just blew my mind to think that it was so quote unquote easy to get involved in it. And that kind of started sparking the flame, the fire in me. And I started doing everything I could at school, auditioning for anything that I could. And that got me to Mexico City to start working professionally. And I don't know, Broadway was always the dream. As soon as I started getting into it and like doing my research and whatnot, I became obsessed with like watching the Tonys and all the Tony presentations, seeing who was nominating, Googling about the nominees, the shows. And that's like, I want to be there. I want to do that. I want to be on those stages. And yeah, so that's how the dream started.
I love that. You mentioned that you went to the States to study, and you mentioned in our recording in Spanish that you were part of AMDA.
Yes.
And you've been now working professionally across the States for 2 years now. And I would love to know, how has your heritage influenced your artistry?
I think my heritage, how has it influenced my artistry? I feel like whatever character that I come across that I'm portraying, obviously you end up grabbing from your own personal experiences, your own personal background. So of course it's always involved, no matter how much you tried for it not to be, if that would be the case, but it's always there. It definitely helped me a ton for this musical, for On Your Feet, for the tour, because it's a Latino show, it's a Latino story, and the whole cast is pretty much Latino. 70% of us are foreigners, and the other 30% are Latinos from the state, and so that influenced a lot of the casting decisions for sure. But also I've realized how I've only been like out and about auditioning in New York for 2 years. And in those two years, I've done three shows, three of them, which I've been Latino characters. so that should tell you something. Yeah. And it's not up to me in some cases. It's funny because in the first show that I ever did in the States, it was a small black box production of this new musical called The Jury, which is amazing. And I hope it lives on, even though I'm not included in it down the line. I hope it lives on because it's just so beautiful and the music is spectacular. But I'm digressing. It was eight of us in the cast, and we all had our character name. Mine was Gabe. And there was a moment in the show where we had some, like a folder, and they all had our names, like the character name, and you had to pick it up, and that was relevant to the story. And when we get to the theater and we have the set and the props and everything for the first time, I see the folder and my name in the show was Gabe. And I read that the folder says Gabriel Martinez. And I'm like, I mean, sure, great, but why did I have to be Latino? You know, like, why couldn't I be like Wilson or something? You know, so in those little details, you see that it's usually Latino characters that they're gonna cast you as, at least for now.
At least for now. What is the best thing about being a Latin artist?
The best thing about being a Latin artist. Damn. Well, it's funny because the things I want to say, I think any culture could say that for themselves, you know? But I'll say that the best thing about being a Latin artist is just having that innate flavor that we have culturally and applying that to any project that we're in.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes, this question can be applied to any culture, but Latin people just have this flavor, this spiciness that it's unique to us.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think it makes a project special when we bring it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So who would be your biggest Latin inspiration?
I think right now I'm very, very focused on, or have been very focused on the Estefans. They've been like in my mind all the time because of the tour. And it's funny because I didn't know much about them before the show, before I did the national, before I was cast in the national tour. It's funny because I didn't really know much about them before being in the show. And now that it was once I started rehearsing and doing all the research for the show that I learned about their lives and everything that they struggled and fought for to be where they are right now. And I mean, of course, I knew like the general things about their lives, but not to this degree. And because of doing the show and because of now knowing so much about their lives, I'm in awe of what they've done and how far they've come. And they definitely have paved the way for so many artists, Latino artists. They're like the OG crossover, let's say. And yeah, so I think that they've inspired me quite a lot, especially in this New York phase of my life.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So, last question. What are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Oh my God, it's such a hard question. And I hate it when like you're out and about in life, like having, I don't know, a drink at a bar and then like, oh, you're an actor. What is your favorite musical? Like, my top five favorite musicals in no specific order, but maybe subconsciously, Wicked, definitely. Wicked has played a big part in my life, not only because I had the fortune to be in it in Mexico City, but just in general, I remember being in high school and just falling in love with it and being obsessed with it, going to bed with it. I'm like, I'm going to put some music and let you fall. I remember that very specifically. And Wicked, Spring Awakening, obsessed. The Wedding Singer, I was very obsessed with it at the time. I think the constant two are Spring Awakening and Wicked. And then the other three kind of vary depending on like what I'm obsessed with at the moment. but the Wedding Singer is a very fun show. I really love it. And when it came out, I had the chance to see it. I came to New York and I was just obsessed with it. Hamilton, we love Hamilton. Yes. And it's funny because I, out of the two shows that Lin-Manuel has done, my friend Lin-Manuel, I say, my friend Lin, In the Heights and Hamilton, even though In the Heights is a Latino story and it's Latino rhythms and I love it all, I fell in love more with Hamilton and just like the intrinsic story and the different elements that Lin-Manuel included in his show. It astonished me and it just really like blew it out of the park with that. I mean, we've seen how successful it's been, and it's definitely because it has like a special magic to it.
Love it.
And the fifth one, Dear Evan Hansen, I really like it. The music is beautiful.
Yeah, the music is beautiful.
Yeah.
Sebastián, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your story with us. We cannot wait to see you be more successful than you already are. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, for allowing us to have this space and just chat. And yeah, I hope to see you again on here or anywhere.
Yes.
For sure.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheatre.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.